Ladies and gentlemen, this is the final score with
Eric. How about them Cowboys saw ya?
And I'm the new elected mayor for Chimes Nation, Matthew Bazemore.
And Stevie Reno Fly.
I don't know who did that intro, but God knows that intro sucks.
It does. It really does. It's nails on a chalkboard, Stevie.
Last week, we acknowledged you last week while you weren't here, that how good that was. It's the best one we've done so far. So Matthew is the man, of course. What is up, guys? It is April the 10th. God knows. It's already April. Getting ready to get some warm weather, which I'm glad of. I can't stand the cold. I'd rather it be warm, but not too warm. I don't want none of this 100-degree crap this year. But we are live in living color, as Dusty Rhodes would say. We are live, coming straight from the big metropolis of Alaska, North Carolina, Final Score Studios. With me tonight is the guy in charge of the beats, Mr. Matthew Bazemore, coming back. The newly elected mayor of Giants Nation. Who you beat out for mayor of Giants Nation?
Do what? What was your question?
When was their election, and who did you beat out for mayor of Giants Nation?
Tiki Barber.
Tiki Barber. Oh, yeah. He's dead to you, right?
Yeah, he's dead to me.
And so down in the bottom center, how about them Cowboys, Mr. Eric Sawyer? What's up, buddy?
We all in, Reno.
Yeah, you're all in on that one player.
All in, baby. Wish we were all in like the Dallas was right now. I swear we all be doing something, won't we?
Well, we'd be turned up.
and you guys that are wondering, as far as I know, still no more signings in Dallas. Still, Houston still signing folks. So, yeah, they're still the best NFL team in the state of Texas right now. I mean, it's been a slow week of free agency, but guess what's right around the corner, guys?
The NFL draft.
So we got to start getting our mock drafts ready. It'll be a couple of weeks, but we'll get a mock drafts ready. So I don't know if Eric is going to be a rookie doing this with us. Matthew did one last year. I think this year we're going hold on. Dak and Eric for a first round pick. That's Robbie Bird's song right there. Number 13. I know who that is. What we're going to do this year, we're going to have the mock draft in two parts. There's going to be one with me and Matthew and Eric. And because Gaddis is a old school guy, Gaddis does the phone interviews. And I can't get a whole lot of people in the phone interviews, so I'll just do one with Gaddis separate this year. So to keep the streak alive, me and Gaddis have been doing these mock drafts for, gosh knows, I bet it's been 15 years now, at least. So we got to keep the streak alive. Until one of us can't do it anymore, we're going to keep doing it. That's like the young folks with their little Snapchat streaks. Me and Gaddis got our mock draft streaks there. So streaks, yes. Believe it or not, for some reason, a couple of my football players sent me on Snapchat, sent me the little S up there with streaks. I said, you know what? I'm going to see how long I can keep one of these things going. And I got one of them's about 143 days. So, old Kool-Aid himself, Mr. Camden White.
Yeah, I'm up there with him. I think I just lost mine. I got to restore it, but we were up there like at 100 days. I was like, I messed that one up.
Wow, way to go, Eric. How dare you lose your streak? These days, the kids these days, if you lose your streak, you got to go in mourning for a couple of days.
I about to put my 99 cent in there to restore it back, but I said, no, I don't see my dollar.
I can't imagine if we had that back in the day. I mean, streaks. Hey, don't. I can see one of us say, don't let me lose your streak over here. Okay. We were worried about a little bit more important things than Snapchat streaks. But anyway, college basketball. Here's one of them right here. Y'all better break mine, though.
I can't break it, Bjorn.
We're not going to break it. We're not going to break it. We're going to keep aggravating you. You send me – he sends me like two or three a day, two or three pictures a day of a red S. That's all I see.
I thought I was on the lucky one, Reno.
Oh, you thought you were special, huh?
Dang. Bjorn and Kool-Aid out there. Sneaking out on me on the streets.
Bjorn's cheating on you, going behind your back with somebody else on the street. Anyway, Birdsong says, love you, E-Dog. E-Dog. That's what we should have had him introduce himself as, E-Dog.
We'll do that next month.
Yeah. Anyway, this past weekend was Final Four weekend in the women's and the men's college basketball, and we got our national champions. Not really surprised. UConn becomes the first team in, 17 years to go back-to-back. I think the last time was Florida. And the only one before that, only one recently before that was Duke. Duke did it in the 90s. But congratulations, UConn. They put a – oh, gosh knows. They put a kill on everybody.
Yeah,
Alabama hung with them for a little while in that first half, and then they pulled away. And same thing with Purdue. They hung on for a little while, but, man, nobody could touch UConn this year. So, double-digit – I think both the games were double-digit wins for them. So, they keep that going. I don't even know what the average win was this year. And, of course, unfortunately, my plan – to get NC State to the national championship didn't work. Me picking Purdue, I was trying to use a little reverse psychology. And I was afraid I was going to jinx them because I'd been picking, you know, when we picked the, was it Marquette?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I picked Marquette to beat them. I was like, I hope they win, but, but I'm just picking Marquette. But here comes another one of them. NC State still better. Well, unfortunately, NC State fell, and it got kind of ugly there at the end of it. You know, they Purdue pulled away. Injuries affected Wolfpack, but man, Wolfpack couldn't hit the side of a barn. I mean, they looked like some of these guys or some of my football players playing basketball out there. I don't know what you think. What you guys think about the Wolfpack versus Purdue the other night?
I thought State was going to do a little bit better than what they did. I was surprised, you know. I mean, Purdue shut them all down. They shut down Burns and, like you said, they couldn't Horn. Yep, shutting him down, and you, like you said, they couldn't hit nothing. Just air balls for days.
Yeah, I thought they had a lot of good shots, but they had a lot of good open shots. Like I said, they just won't hit nothing. And Burns, it hurt. He got in foul trouble right there in the first half. And Edie doing what Edie does and scored 30, 40 points. I mean, Burns, I felt like he done pretty good, but it was just every time he get close to him, it felt like foul trouble.
Yeah.
Like, I wish he'd go back somewhat to the older rules. Let him play a little bit.
Yeah. You think they're, when they got behind a little bit, they were too, how do you say it, three-point happy? They started taking three-pointers and try to get back. They tried to make the big splash play instead of working for an open shot.
Yeah, I think they did that. Like I said, trying to swing the momentum, but like I said, but it didn't go that way. Every time they thought that, Edie was sitting there banging on them in the inside.
Well, that was their strategy is three-pointers and – I forgot what the other one was, but one of them was just shoot three-pointers.
Yeah,
keep shooting and shooting and shooting.
You live by the three, you die by the three, too.
Yeah.
Robbie Birdsong saying NC State played awesome defense on 80. Couldn't make nothing cost them. Forced Horn to try too much. One-on-one is their Achilles. And, I mean, yeah, that's anytime you have like a, I think their shoot percentage was like in the 20s or the low 30s. Not good, especially bad time for them to hit a cold spell. I mean, and they have been so hot all through the ACC tournament, all through the NCAA tournament, so far. Not used to seeing that out of, but man, that run they had though, incredible run. You can't hang your heads, NC State, and if you NC State fans out there, can't hold your heads either. They did something. They got further than any ACC team did, and they did something a lot of people didn't think they would do. So, congratulations to the Wolfpack.
You think they're gonna fire Keats?
No, he got he actually one of the incentives on his contract when he won the ACC tournament. It kicked in for what an extension for another 2 years, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
I saw some state fans went right back to it. Went right back to the fire Keats.
Keats didn't make them miss all their shots.
No.
Nothing different. There was nothing different about the way NC State played, except they couldn't hit the shots.
They got outplayed.
And if they hit those shots, it's a different game. This Donna Bazemore lady, I don't know who she is. She said, Grandma, boys are listening, Da-Da Matt.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah.
I mean, I thought we had got a restraining order against her, but anyway, that's up to you, Matt. You're going to have to take care of that now.
No.
You better not.
keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, you better keep your mouth shut on that one. Robert. Robbie Burson saying Robert Robbins saved Keats' job. And if you don't know, speaking of reverse psychology, Robert Robbins, you know, went to school with me, a little bit younger than me though. I won't put him up there at my age, but yeah, he went through the whole ACC tournament making a post on Facebook saying he was pulling for whatever team NC State was playing. And then he was complaining about Keats and all that, but you know, Keats got the job done. What can you say? You have to wait till next year to complain again. You can't complain now because I mean he got you to the Final Four. But anyway, so on the women's side, two great games. I mean, hats off to NC State's women too. They come up short against South Carolina, but. What I'm about to tell you, everybody came up short against South Carolina. South Carolina finishes the perfect season, gets the championship win over Iowa and Caitlin Clark. In a game head-to-head, not head-to-head, but comparing Sunday and Monday night, I want to say it was a pretty big amount that watched the women's game over the men's game. How many viewers did? I think I want to say it was like 17 million. I've got it up here. Hold on. Women's title game, most watched hoops game, not just any, I mean, women's game, but hoops game. It had an average of 18.7 million. Mm. And it's expected to increase when Nielsen releases his final numbers on Tuesday. So it had to come. I hadn't seen anything about it, but most watched basketball games since 2019 when the title game between Virginia and Texas Tech averaged 19.6 million. Now the men's, I think averaged like maybe 16. It was 20. Okay. Wow. Last year, it was like 12.3 million. So, women's game is on the rise.
Yeah.
You got, but here's my thing. How many of those people watched that game to see Caitlin Clark? Yeah. Eric's holding his hand up. What about you, Matthew?
Yep, I did. I watched it to see what she was going to do.
That's my thing right there. Caitlin Clark. I mean, I watched I'm gonna be honest with you. The LSU semifinal game, I watched that because of Caitlin Clark. Yeah. I wanted to see what she would do against LSU. I didn't get to watch much of the championship game, but I was watching it because I was pulling for Caitlin Clark. So here's the thing. Everybody's talking about the women's games on the rise. You're going to lose Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark is not back. Well, game time was a reason, too. I understand that, Robbie Burson. Good point. But, I mean, women's basketball over the years has had the same game time and hadn't got almost 19 million people to watch it. Caitlin Clark, and I heard somebody saying about the UConn game, UConn versus Iowa and Caitlin Clark. That's what people say now, Iowa and Caitlin Clark. Somebody was saying UConn always draws the numbers. And I was like, not that kind of numbers like they did with Caitlin Clark that's playing them, dude. Caitlin Clark's been drawing numbers all year. So let me get you guys' opinion on this. Does the women's game stay hot like it is? I mean, you still got South Carolina. You still got Dawn Staley, which hats off to South Carolina for not just a perfect season, but you guys realize she did that. And I know people had their feelings about Dawn Staley. I mean, that's your feelings. But as a coach and what she did with that team, undefeated national championship and has lost all five starters from last year's team. You don't see that too often when you got five different players on the court starting for you that they can go undefeated and win a national championship. Hats off to them, but does the women's game stay on the rise without Caitlin Clark? Eric, go first.
Okay. I got a question. Is Paige Beck, is she graduating or?
It's Becker's a junior.
Is she leaving though?
Oh, she is.
No, I said, is she?
Oh, I don't know.
Hold on, I'm looking it up. Just hold on. Does not say right here. Let's see. College career. Freshman, sophomore, redshirt, junior. She will be a senior.
Yeah.
And she is returning. She is returning for UConn next year. So does that answer your question, Eric?
All right. Well, that I feel like not saying she – if you don't remember a couple years ago, Paige Beck was the freshman year. She was tough, and she's still tough.
Yeah.
But her next year feeling – going back to filling Caitlin Clark's shoes and then people wanting to see them face South Carolina again. I mean, with South Carolina, you know, is going to lose some players too. That what's that big tall girl, Caruso? I think she goes to the WNBA draft. But I would like to see the women's game stay at the top. I mean, I fell in love with it this tournament. And like I said, the last couple of tournaments, but this one, like I said, with Caitlin Clark and Beckers and Angel Reese and NFL, I flat out watched it just like I watched the men's tournament. It was a good tournament.
What about you, Matt?
I like for it to stay at the top too, but I don't think it's going to. I think it's going to drop a little bit now. I don't think it's going to go back to what was it last year? 12 million views.
Well, you got.
I don't think it's going to drop that far, but I think it is going to decrease a little bit. Caitlin Clark's name was huge, and I know Paige Beckers is too, but it was something about Caitlin Clark. She was all everywhere you see. And maybe she will take, you know, fill in that shoes and take that role, but I don't see it happening. But I don't see it happening.
Yeah, Robbie Burrsong saying camera coverage matters. They deserve it. Did you see where Angel Reese gave up her NIL to make rookie contract of 66,000 to 74,000. You lose money going pro. Yeah, I mean, Marvin Harrison Jr., when he was making his decision on whether to go in the NFL draft or not, said he could make more money probably staying at Ohio State. We lost Eric. There he comes right back. Hold on. You're back.
Y'all in?
All in.
All right.
Okay. But yeah, I mean, that's the thing with the NIL thing. Now, you may get players to stay longer in college basketball because of that NIL money, because they're making more. Look at what Burns at NC State did. I think he got over the last month, he got like $100,000 in NIL money for just, you know, doing endorsement deals. I mean, that's insane, dude. Are you getting paid more? And look at Baycott. Baycott, love Baycott to death, but NBA caliber, probably not. He probably made more money at Carolina than he's going to make in the pros, to be honest with you. And I hope I'm wrong, but that's just the way I see it.
And I hate to say it, but most of these big name guys in college, most of them, you don't see them no more when they get to the NBA.
Well, there's a thing you can be a great college basketball player.
Yep.
But that doesn't mean you're going to be a great NBA player. There's a difference.
Yeah.
I go back to a great college player that I saw play, and he played at NC State back in the 90s. Rodney Monroe, he was part of Fire and Ice. Chris Corciani was a point guard, and he was a shooting guard. They made a great 1-2 punch. He could shoot the lights out, but he didn't have the height to play in the NBA or the size, either way, weight or height, to play in the NBA, and that hurt him. But I mean, great college player. He's probably, I would put him in my top 10 NC State players. But you know, just because you're so great in, I mean, you've seen it several times in the NCAA. We could, that's a good thing. We need to do that one night. Great NCAA players that turn out to be not so great NBA players.
I like the NFL that way too, guys. A lot of them as well.
Oh yeah, with all the college sports. Just because you're a great college football player, and I mean, just look at coaches. You may be a great coordinator, offensive coordinator, but that don't mean you're gonna be a great head coach. You know, you may be a great head coach, but that don't mean you're gonna be a great coordinator either. Chances are, if you're going from a coach to a coordinator, you want a great good coach either. So, anyway. So nothing really going on in the football world that I know. I know the UFL started a couple of weeks ago. What you guys watching any of that?
Yeah, I watched Donald De La Haye destroying. I saw him break his neck.
Yeah, I saw that. I did see that.
What was that? What was this?
It's not the USFL. It's the United Football League.
Oh yeah, I don't watch that. I really don't.
It's pretty good. I watched some of it the other day. I mean, it's football.
I have watched it, but you know, it's not something I go back to every Sunday or you know every game.
I like the broadcasting and the coverage of it. I just wish, don't get me wrong, the players are good. Not saying that they're trash, but if they done that more in the NFL, like you really get into the coaches with the play calling and stuff. You know, as a football coach, I enjoy that. I like that. They really get in the coaches, and I mean, you get to hear the players mic'd up more and stuff. I like that.
You get to hear them mic'd up more in the USFL.
Mm-hmm. During the game time, you know, because most time in the NFL, you want to hear, you know, after the game, but the UFL hear it. I mean, during the game, so that makes you feel more into it.
That's cool.
First touchdown scored in the UFL. Former ECU Pirate Isaiah Winstead for the Arlington Renegades, and I want to talk about this too. Can you name me a couple of players, a couple of key players off UConn's team?
What, basketball?
Yeah.
No, not really.
You remember the Tristan Newton?
Yeah, that was the best player.
But you know who? Where he transferred from?
Where was that?
East Carolina.
He came from East Carolina.
East Carolina. So, I mean, yeah, East Carolina had him, and that goes to show you right there. I mean, that's all I got to say about that. Like, I say about that. But yeah, I watch that UFL. I do, because it's football and I love watching football. But I'm like, you know, the mic'd up stuff and stuff like that, I wish they would carry it to the NFL a little bit, but you will never see that till after it's over with. They're scared to death. Somebody on the other team is going to pick up on it and be listening on that channel or something. They'll be like, oh, yeah, they can find the plays. Tom Brady retired. Bill Belichick's not coaching, so you don't have to worry about that.
Yes, sir.
Did I say that? All right. Here's our topic of the week. Robbie Birdsong, I know you're going to chime in on this too. We talked a little bit about this before we came on the air. And you know, I'm 50 years old. How old are you, Matthew?
23.
How old are you, Eric?
Be 31 next month.
Okay, so there's an age difference of 2 decades at least between me and these two guys. NBA. I don't watch much NBA. I see the highlights. I see some of it, but my NBA died back in the early 2000s, maybe somewhere around that range. And there's this ongoing debate, and I know you guys hear it all the time. Who was better, LeBron or Jordan or Kobe? Okay.
You go ahead first, Matthew, because
hold on. Let me get the rest of this out before we go. Okay, this is my thing, and I'll say it till I'm blue in the face. LeBron could not compete with Kobe or Jordan in their prime. And here's why. Toughness. Everybody would say, well, LeBron's a big dude. Show it to me. Why does he get popped on the head, barely get popped on the head, and he's over there acting like he's got a freaking concussion? Let me tell you this. There's two players that I've watched that had that killer instinct that you didn't play around with. You didn't talk junk to. You didn't get their fire going. And that was Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant. I don't see that in LeBron. I think if somebody talked junk to LeBron, he'd end up flopping. I mean, you just look at half of the reels or the memes across social media that deal with sports, and they're all got to do with LeBron flopping, LeBron falling, LeBron acting like he's hurt. Nobody touched him, and he's still flopping on the floor like a daggum fish out of water. It looked like a goldfish out there. It really makes me sick. I don't want to watch NBA because of crap like that. And it's not just LeBron. I understand there's some great athletes in the NBA right now, not taking anything away from them. But you put any of these teams, let's say we take the top five teams right now in the NBA, and we go back to 1989, let's say 1991.
Okay, I was about to say, here we go.
1991, and take the top five teams from then, I guarantee you it's a clean sweep by 1991. And we play, but the thing is, what rules do you play by? Do you play where you can actually play defense, unlike this game today, where they don't want you to play defense? They want you to score 160 points a game.
All right. Can I – hold on, Matthew.
Go ahead, Eric.
I was going to ask, all right, when you mean clean sweep, do you mean in like a series or you mean just facing one time?
I'm saying – Five teams against – well, I mean, if they play 3 out of 5, then one of them teams might slip up and win one game to me. It might be over in 5.
All right.
4. 3 out of 5 would be over in 4.
I get what you're trying to say. You're still saying the 91 team, even if they played a series, they would still be 5-0 versus – okay. Yeah. I got you.
None of – and the thing – and – I'll say this. There was a guy on TikTok that did a live video that I was watching the other day. And I come across it because he had a picture up there of one of the Bulls teams from the 90s. And he was talking about, you get past Jordan and Pippen and you have nothing. And I'm like, I would take any of them other, you know, you had Rodman, you had Horace Grant, you had Kerr, Kukoc. I mean, Ron Harper, B.J. Armstrong, Luke Longley. I would take any of them. I would pick them over just about any today. Because here's the thing, guys. And, I mean, it's not these guys in this generation's fault. This guy was trying to say that I was part of the old guard and I didn't want to let go and give anybody any credit. I'll give them credit. They win the NBA championship every year. Whoever wins the championship, average 180 points a game because they don't play defense. Yeah, good team. Not a great team like they have. And as much as I hated the Detroit Pistons, can you imagine the Detroit Pistons with the Bad Boys playing LeBron? And him having to go through what Jordan went through with the Jordan rules, if they had a LeBron rules, he wouldn't last a game. He'd be over there laid out. It looked like, what you remember the first Space Jam where they had that little guy in the iron lung over there? It would look like that. LeBron would be in a freaking iron lung over there. I'm sorry. Don't get it. It's just no comparison because the physicality is different, and I'm so tired of hearing these people say the guys are better athletes today. Somebody actually said that Larry Bird was not a great three-point shooter. Somebody made that comment the other day, and I was like, you have got to be kidding me. Chris West is back again. Welcome back, Chris. It's a great debate. Kobe played against MJ. Slight advantage to MJ. LeBum shouldn't be in the discussion. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Because LeBron does not take over a game the way Kobe and Michael Jordan could take over a game whenever they wanted to. Like I said, how many stories do you hear out there? A guy saying, Michael Jordan, I had one of my teammates talk junk to him one night. We were up by four. Next thing, and he was having a rough shooting night. Next thing you know, he's got 40 points, and we're down by like 20. So, I mean, you don't hear that with LeBron. And Eric, you're a Lakers fan.
Well, I'm gonna tell you this is. First of all, I'm really not a Lakers fan. Matthew knows because Matthew and I grew up together. Matthew will tell you, if not. Not now. I'm going to say that. Not now. Matthew, tell him, I'm the biggest LeBron fan you would ever meet before. I'm going to say at least 2020.
Eric had a poster, I believe, in his closet door of LeBron.
I bought a high school jersey when I was 10 years old.
That's what it was, a jersey hanging in his closet. Yeah.
And I bought his rookie jersey. I had the Miami Heat. I had all of it. I'm going to tell you what people want to hear, Steven. What people want to hear. I will say it now, and I hope it's a lot of people watching. I agree. Michael Jordan is the greatest of all time. I believe Kobe is the second greatest player to ever play. But you have to put LeBron James in the top five. If not top five, you still have to put him in the top 10 players of all time. I think that's what upsets the people in my generation is you're saying, like, he's a bum. This guy, he's not a bum. I mean, the flopping stuff is that's what's turned me away from him.
Eric, before all this crap with this flopping crap and stuff like this, I probably would have had him in my top 10. That flopping crap takes so much away from, and look, somebody not even touching him not even touching him. I've got a guy that sends me at least one different one every week of LeBron flopping. And one guy didn't even touch him. And he's over there like doing this number. And I'm like, can you see Jordan or Kobe doing that?
That's why I don't like. It seems like in Matthew, and then I mean, I'm pretty sure Stevie, you watched it in the early 2000s because he came in.
Yeah, I did.
LeBron was, I mean, it's something you never seen before, and he didn't act nothing like that.
No,
I'm itching.
For real, now people like you saying like Chris West, LeBron. I mean, this guy's a bum. It's like I'm not saying. I don't like LeBron. I will be the first person to tell you, as one of his biggest fans, I do not like him now. But the first 10 years or 15 years of his career, he was tough.
Okay, here's another thing.
Hold on, I'm itching to answer this. I'm burning. Huh?
Go ahead. Just you
okay. All right. So I'm not a LeBron fan. Never have been. Eric can probably tell you that. Never been a LeBron fan. But I know the flopping situation comes in. He hasn't been like that all his career. Last half of his career, yes, absolutely. But that does not take away from what he has put on the scoreboard and in them stats. Yes, he has moved from team to team to team to team to team. That's one thing, one reason why I don't like him. You call yourself a star or the best, greatest of all time, but yet when something ain't going right, you can switch to another team. But I think we can all agree that he put points on that board.
Hello? Eric's raising his hand like he's in class over there.
I'm ready to go.
Well, hold on, Eric, for you. I know you're itching. This right here. Oh, come on. Halliburton he's nowhere near the legacy of LeBron or much less Michael Jordan. He would not. That's got to be a joke. Tampa Bay fan right there, anyway.
But does he compare to Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant? No, because for one, the rules were a lot different back then.
Oh, yeah.
From his and from LeBron's era. But I'm with Eric. The first part of his career, me growing up watching and listening to basketball, LeBron was the damn man. And this was before all the flopping. And then today's flopping that he does, you can't take that away from him. That don't take away from what he has done.
Hold up, Eric. And I'm going to put this point up. Then you got the floor. He puts points up because they stopped playing defense.
But why? Why did they stop playing defense?
Because the NBA stopped. You realize?
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, you're right.
You realize how many points Michael Jordan in his prime will be scoring on these teams today?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
He scored 50 points a game today.
Before half.
Yeah.
I ain't saying before half. I'm just saying he'd be scoring 50 points. I mean, he was averaging 37 back then. LeBron going against Laimbeer. Could you see LeBron going against Laimbeer? It wouldn't be pretty.
No, it would not.
All right, Eric, you got the floor. I know you raised your hand a while ago. The teacher calls you from the back of the class.
All right. Matthew had a valid point on the team switching thing. All right. Valid point. People can talk junk all they want to about Jerry Krause, right? The Bulls on him back in the day. The GM, I'm sorry.
No, you're right. Krause was the owner. What was the name of the – she's
– Reinsdorf?
Reinsdorf was the owner. Krause was the – yeah, you're right.
All right. But everything – I ain't going to say everything, but when Michael wanted it, Michael got it.
Hold on. You tell me. You know him and Krause didn't get along.
That's what I'm saying.
They didn't get along. You tell me, besides Rodman, one big name that came that wasn't drafted that came to Chicago? Give me one. Besides Rodman, give me one big name.
What I'm trying to say is Jerry Krause kept them guys down. He whatever he had to do with
he Pippen. Tried to get rid of Pippen.
Yeah, I meant, but Pippen still stayed.
Cause he signed some stupid contract. Pippen was hurting for money. He signed that first contract. He tried to get. He wanted Pippen. He wanted to. Somebody. They drafted this guy. I'm sorry. I don't know who that is. Will Perdue. I don't know who Facebook user is. They drafted Will Perdue, by the way. But they didn't pick up. Jordan didn't say, hey, either you bring this guy in here or I'm not playing. Jordan didn't say, I'm going to go to another team where there's. It's just like Barkley, or was it Shaq said, if I'd have known you could do the super team thing, I'd have gone to Chicago and played with them. Nobody did that back then.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. There's a lot of contrast to comparisons with Kobe. With LeBron. Do I take anything away from him? No, I don't take anything away from him. But you people that want to compare him to Jordan, because and then they bring up, oh well, the championships. How about the championship? How many championships has LeBron won?
Oh,
how many has he lost?
Six or seven, I think six.
Oh gosh, yeah. How many did Jordan play in? Six. How many did he lose? Zero.
All right.
Let me tell you this: if he hadn't quit. If he had retired to try to go play baseball, he would have won eight in a row. The Bulls would have won eight in a row. And I mean, I would put money on it that they win eight in a row if he doesn't leave.
I agree with that. And I agree with nothing against Michael Jordan. I say this. Michael Jordan is the greatest I will say this time and time. Michael Jordan is the greatest basketball player of all time. And probably will be for the rest of my life. I ain't seen nobody yet that can touch him.
Yeah.
But Michael and Kobe, Steve, you said earlier, they both had that killer instinct. LeBron never had, even in earlier his career, he didn't have it. That's what, but LeBron and Michael shouldn't. I agree with all these LeBron haters on this one. He shouldn't even be in the same
category.
I mean, they're different.
Donnie, I will say this. I wasn't hating on these guys till people started hating on the older generation, saying there was no comparison to Jordan and LeBron. Not taking anything away from some of these guys that are out there today. I mean, you got Curry can shoot lights out, no doubt about it. Tatum, great player. I'm just saying, do they hold a candle to Jordan and them? No. And that's my opinion. If you don't like that, then I'm sorry. But that's why everybody has different opinions. And it would be boring. Hold on. Athletic ability is apples and oranges. I'll agree with you on the rules. Athletic ability, no. I've seen guys from back then that could outplay, I mean, and have just as much athletic ability as anybody that's on that court today. I'm not riled up. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you don't have to play defense. You don't have to dribble half the time when you get down to court. You can take like Chris West is saying right here. You take eight Euro steps. I mean, it's insane. This is not basketball, right? When you can take four or five steps after you stop dribbling. That I don't know what that was. It just
I can't every time. I had to get her out of here. She wide open.
If you put LeBron, sorry, did I cut somebody off?
Right, you good? Go ahead, man.
if you put one of these guys, LeBron, Tatum, against back in the day and in the old era, if that's what you want to call it, with Kobe and Michael and Larry Bird and Barkley, it will be trash. They will not even have a name in the media. But if you put those older guys in today's era, they also wouldn't be anything because they'll file out within the first period.
That's because you can't touch them. You can't touch
that. That's what I'm saying.
Donnie, I disagree with you. 80s defense with boxing rules. They got called for that. Look, there was a thing back then with the Pistons where they say, hey, we got six fouls. Let's make the most of it. When Jordan comes in there, we're gonna show it. If he comes in that lane, we're going to get a foul. Yeah, I mean, now y'all, it's just like hand touch. And you can go watch it on YouTube about these touchy-feely foul calls in the NBA today. A hand check gets called. Come on, dude. Even if you wanted to try to play defense, you couldn't. It's the same. I'll go the same thing in the NFL. They're making it where you can't even tackle now.
I mean, back then, back in the day, you would see them players playing with bloody noses. I mean, they will beat up. Huh?
2 weeks now. A bloody nose would cause some of these guys to sit out for 2 weeks now.
That's what I'm saying. Like, back then, they would play with bloody noses. But now, you see LeBron, where it's like he gets – somebody grazes his arm hair, and he's, like, flopping on the floor.
Smacked on top of the head and that, like, yeah. He got a concussion. I was like, geez.
But you said earlier, Stevie.
Go ahead. Sorry.
My bad, Eric. Go ahead.
I cut you off. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. You said earlier, Stevie, and I'm asking you because you said it.
Mm-hmm.
You said you would have LeBron at the top five, or did you say top 10?
No, I said I would have had him in my top 10 if it weren't for all this flopping crap. I'm sorry, taking nothing away from what he's done and everything, but that does take away from what he's done to me.
Take the flopping away. Take that away.
I can't get past it now, dude. It's so much of it. I can't get past it.
I get it. But take it away. Forget it for a minute and then say, all right, why would you have him on your top 10 or top 5? Yes.
I mean, I don't even. He's been a good player. But he's not like I don't have to put him in my top five because he just doesn't take over. He won't take over a game. He may have the ability to do it, but he wouldn't do it.
Okay, so is he in the top five or not?
Before I forget this, because I'm old, anybody that's got to say, and he said it in a press conference, because I'm the best player in the world. If you got to say it, then you ain't. For somebody else to say that. Jordan never said it. Kobe never said it. Everybody said it about them. They never said it.
All right, can I ask a question?
Yes.
Ask away.
All right.
You in the back. I'm like a press conference. You in the back.
Well, I'm right back.
We're in the background.
Do you want to do this another time? What I want to know right now, and Matthew probably does too, if he's not in your top 10,
mm-hmm.
We know Kobe and Michael is 1 and 2. Well,
This is another episode. This is another episode.
But Stevie keeps dodging my question, though.
How did I dodge your question? What did I dodge? I'm sorry. I didn't know I did.
No, you're good. You're good. So take away the flopping. I know it's hard to not see it now.
He's definitely got athletic ability, Matthew. And he could, back in the day when he was first coming on, yeah, he was getting that, but he's not in my top five. He's not going to be in my top five.
Mine either, but.
All right. Go ahead, Matt. I'm sorry.
But at the same time, you got, you know, we all got to give him his credit where credit is due.
His credit. I mean,
I don't like him either.
And he's not as good an actor as Jordan either. Space Jam 2 sucked.
I agree.
It's all generational. I mean, that could be some of it, but it's not the same, guys. When you got somebody like James Harden out there, and I don't know what he does. Anybody
traveling?
He went to try to block his own player's shot. Did y'all see that?
Yeah. Wow. Heard about it.
What the heck? I mean,
he wanted that shot.
Boston create a powerhouse to stop a 19-year-old. LeBron got blamed for that's the whole thing, guys. That's another thing. You didn't see the super teams back in the day either, where people were going to join up like that.
I agree with Donnie Mullen. Before we started, I don't want to start another argument.
I ain't arguing, but I'm just
– No, I know that. I'm talking about if we go to do another show. I've always said that people do not talk about that enough. Everybody blames LeBron for going –
Oh, no. Boston did it first. Pierce, Garnett, and
– Yes. Thank you, bro. Hey, old heads and young heads get along on that one, buddy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I agree with that.
They did it first.
Boston started the whole thing with that.
Yep.
Chris West. I can name five former Lakers that are better than him. Magic, Kareem, Cooper, Worthy, and Kobe. Mm-mm. You know what? I will go along with all of them. And the only reason I don't go Michael Cooper played defense. Michael Cooper was a daggum defense player. He didn't score a lot. And I agree with you, Wes. He should be on that list like top 10 Lakers. But the other four, yeah, I have no problem putting them ahead of LeBron. There's Worthy. I mean, Worthy's a Carolina boy. Kareem, of course. I mean, and everybody's like, well, he scored all these points and all that. How many of these players that he's outscored skipped college?
All right.
Passes like Stockton? No, he doesn't pass like Stockton. I'm sorry. Stockton can play every position on the floor. None of them besides Magic could guard the five. Well, I agree with none of them besides. Cooper could guard some folks, dude. I don't know how much y'all know about Michael Cooper. Michael Cooper was a defensive stalwart. I'll have to say Cooper could guard him. Kobe?
He couldn't do it.
Do y'all remember the All-Star game when Kobe and LeBron played against each other? And Kobe, yes, it's an All-Star game, but Kobe had that killer instinct in him that, hey, I'm going to shut you down. And Kobe went out there and shut LeBron down, blocked his shot a couple of times. Only player in top 10, both points and assists. What year did he start? How many? Longevity is great. I'm glad he's played so long. That's quite an accomplishment. If you play long enough and you play at a decent level, you're going to get in those. I mean, how old is LeBron now?
LeBron?
45.
No. 45? Good God.
No, he's like 41, ain't he? He's in his 40s.
He's 38 or 39.
Okay.
Because he came to the league in 03 and he was 18 then.
He is.
He's played 20. This is his 20th season or 21st. I can't remember.
He's 39. He's played since 2003. So 21 years. 22. I mean, yeah, if you're decent, you're going to get in it. You're going to get some stuff up there, dude. 4-6 in the NBA Finals. Yeah. This debate could, and I'm not arguing with anybody, Donnie, believe me. I know you got your points. I've got my points. Nobody's wrong because that's what you feel. This is just something I wanted to get out there because I figured it would spark some interest, and it has. I mean, yeah, it has. I don't hold any ill feelings towards any LeBron fan. It's not like I'm going to go out there, oh, you're a LeBron fan. I hate you. I hate you with a passion.
You voted LeBron.
You know, the heck with you and LeBron. But no, this is just a debate that's been going on for years. And we haven't had it up here. And I figured with the age difference between me and Eric and Matthew, we could talk about it. And I've seen the light come in Eric's eyes a couple of times, boy, when he's up there holding his hands up. I need to get this out. I need to get this out.
I feel like even Matthew, myself, and I mean, if this argument's up, we all made valid points.
Oh, yeah. Everybody. We
all made valid points.
And look. Just because if we don't agree with each other's points, that doesn't mean they're wrong.
That's right.
But you know what? We all do agree.
I believe what I believe. You believe what you believe. It's fine. It's not a problem. It's not like I'm going to go, after we get off here, I say, you know, look, both of y'all ain't coming on this show no more. That's why I did this. I knew what was going to happen. Is Eric better than Ashley? That is another.
Yes. I hope you watch it, Ashley. Yes.
That is another debate. That is another debate right there. Is Eric and Ashley? I mean,
but yeah, one thing we can all agree on right now, after no matter how we debated it, we all don't like LeBron James right now.
I'm not a fan. I am not a fan. I'll put it to you that way. I'm not a fan.
You said the thing. Everybody's got their own opinion. I mean, look at football team. I like the Cowboys. You like Pittsburgh. Matthew likes the Giants. Along with you.
Let me ask y'all this. And Donnie, you're a football fan too. I know you're an Eagles fan. All right. I know all of you except Donnie feel the way I do. I don't know about Donnie. But everybody talks about the NFL taking the defense away. And it's not the same as it was back in the old days. You know, even last year, you could hit quarterback, stuff like that. Do you know? I mean, what's the difference between what they've done in the NBA? You can't play physical basketball in the NBA anymore without that.
All right.
So what? And you know, that takes away from the game for me. I like watching. Good gosh knows, I would love to see somebody score a bunch of points. I still do, but I like watching when they actually play defense. NBA All-Star Game, I know that's a joke. It's not about getting 200 points. And eventually, I think that's what they want to do. The NBA thinks ratings, you know, when they score more points, that's more ratings. No, and I'll tell you this. Offense is exciting. Exactly, Don. You're exactly right. The thing is, the last NBA game I watched, I came home from work one Sunday afternoon, and the Celtics were playing. Maybe it was the Pacers or something like this. This has been a few years, probably about 3 or 4 years ago. And I sat there and watched that whole game because the Celtics were playing swarming defense. They held them to like 70-some points. They were playing defense. And I'm like, this right here, if they could play like this all the time, instead of when you've got the losing team scoring 120 points, that's not what I want to see. Mm. And, I mean, I don't know what the ratings are in the NBA, but guess what? Freaking Caitlin Clark outdrew the NBA, too. More people were watching Caitlin Clark than the NBA. Chris West said, Stevie, I'm your age. These young bucks don't know the great times of watching Magic versus Bird. I can remember. And maybe it's overexposure because back in the day, you didn't see the NBA everywhere. I mean, I got to see it because I didn't have cable like some of y'all fortunate folks did. It's that battle, and I was going to say this earlier too, and I'm glad this came back up because it reminded me. The reason the women's game was so much more attractive than the men's were, of course, I mean, don't take that the wrong way, but I felt like There was more. How do I say it? No, I mean, like you had the rivalry. You had the players, the girls out there were playing hard. They were banging around. I mean, they were getting physical. And it was like it was personal to them. When they were on the court, it was personal. Some of these guys out there playing in the NCAA tournament didn't act like that. I mean, it was like, oh, well. And that used to not be like that. I've watched a lot of basketball over the years. I've been watching basketball. I've been watching all sports since I was old enough to know what it was. But let me tell you, Donnie, women's basketball might be boring, but the NCAA women's basketball was not boring this year. And fundamentals are way better than females, but yeah, it was not boring this year. Anyway, what you got?
I've always said that on like the women's basketball, yes. But not trying to women's like size this year, it got really interesting because I mean, let's get same thing with football. You first start watching football, you want to see big hits. People first start watching basketball, they want to see dunks. I mean, how many times you see women dunk? But the women's, like Donnie said, the fundamentals, it's nothing sweeter than watching a girl pull up like Caitlin Clark was, like Curry, and just pull up for three and just
anywhere on the court.
And it's absolutely beautiful to watch. I mean, I'd rather watch that than any man shoot the ball. I mean, that was beautiful.
And that girl wanted it. You could tell she wanted it. She wanted to win, and she was going to do whatever it took for her to win. And there was a lot of them ladies out there that were like that. They wanted – I mean, I saw some of it with the men's, but NC State wanted it. UConn definitely wanted it. I mean, but it just wasn't that same intensity. To me, it wasn't the same intensity when I watched the women's game. I was like, LSU and Iowa, come on, that was an intense game right there.
They're throwing bows and everything.
Yeah, I mean.
Offense is interesting and defense is intense.
Chris
defense makes it intense.
Yeah. Media pushed Clark and did a great job promoting women. It definitely did. You know, ESPN did a great job with that the whole time. I was really impressed with that. But, yeah, I mean, this will be another episode where we'll do the top 10 NBA players of all time. And I'm sure that will get interesting. By all means, we'll get interesting because it'll be a generational gap right there, I'm sure.
It's so funny to see debates of anything you can think of with different generations, like sports. My generation is better than yours because of this. Music. My generation of music was better because of this. You know, it works the same way, and it's fun to listen to everybody's different perspective and how they see it. And it's fun to see different debates.
Yeah, and I'll tell you this, one of the best college basketball games I've ever seen was back 1991, 90, maybe. Virginia, NC State women's. Dawn Staley playing for Virginia. That game went to like double or triple overtime. And them girls were not fighting, but they wanted it bad. I mean, just when you thought one of them was going to pull away, the other one would come back. And Virginia ended up winning it in double overtime. It was multiple overtimes. But that was one of the damnedest games I've ever seen in my life. And to this day, I will never forget that game over any. I mean, when somebody mentions best basketball games you ever watched, that was one of them for sure. So, when back then, we're still, I mean, that, you know, when Dawn Staley there, she was a heck of a basketball player too. Anyway, we're getting to the hour mark now, so I know it's past Eric's bedtime.
Yes,
y'all want to go watch some NBA games? Y'all go ahead. You and You and Matthew and Donnie go watch some NBA games. I'll go fire up YouTube and watch Michael Jordan from like 1994.
Watch them boys playing Daisy Dukes.
No, I'll go watch The Last Dance.
That is a good series, though.
Last Dance was awesome. Yeah, Chris West made another comment. ESPN signed Holly Rowe to do nothing but cover Clark in the tournament. You haven't seen that in the men's tournament. The closest thing I saw to that was ESPN when Zion Williamson was at it wasn't ESPN, it was the ESPN, Zion Sports Network. But anyway, any last words, Matthew? We'll start with you. Any last words?
I'd like to thank everybody who voted for me and for the mayor of the New York Giants. Pete Barber is dead to me.
I think you rigged that election.
Yeah, I rigged the vote system, and so
we'll have to recount.
Yeah, due to recount, some pipes in the area busted, and we had to recount, and ballots got missing through the mail. But I still won.
I got you.
Good jobs.
We'll just have to wait till your next term. Buddy Brown might run for it when your next term comes up.
He'll definitely beat me. I'll enjoy my spot for now.
All right. Eric, last words.
I'm glad. I like I said, every week I enjoy myself. And then now I'm looking forward. Like I said, I've really mock draft. And now we're going into these debates. I mean, it makes you look forward to every episode now. You got these guys watching, you know, I can't wait for them to go argue the LeBron debate or, you know, what team they watch. Who you think they're going to pick on my team? I mean, that's why everybody watches mock draft.
Yeah.
Who you think Steve is going to pick for to go to the Chargers? I mean, anything like that.
Yep. Chris West chiming in again. Great show, guys. Thank you, Chris. We appreciate you coming in. And guys, everybody out there, Donnie, Chris, Robbie, whoever else was out there. I don't know who else was left out there. I think that was it. But
tell them.
You guys appreciate you. You guys help make this show what it is. If it's a great show, it's you guys. And Donnie, I hope you don't have any hard feelings when I disagree with you, but I don't like, because I don't with you. Yeah, and that's what makes it Tiffany Dalzell.
Hello.
Let's go, UConn.
Hello. I can't say nothing. My brother in law, he loves, I tell you that often. He loves the Huskies. And yeah. Last two tournaments they have dominated.
Yeah, they have. Definitely. Donnie, we're going. What, Matthew? I'm sorry.
Let's go, UConn.
Keep the LeBron slander. I'm sorry, dude. Whenever that guy's name comes up, it's gonna be hard picking for me. But I'm sorry. Yet to watch you. You know what? The other day, flipping channels, and Space Jam 2 was on, and I was like, cringe, boy. Good God.
Space Jam was my favorite movie, but Space Jam 2 was my least favorite.
Uh-oh. Bust ball, please. I don't know what that meant. Anyway. All right, guys. Actually, we might – the week after next is probably when we need to do our mock draft. So the 24th, you guys get ready. The 24th will be – the mock draft, we'll go live and do that. And Donnie, we'll definitely get you on here one night when during football season. Talk about. I know you didn't want to talk much about the Eagles this year. You just need to keep your boy Grayson straight over there and get him straight for football season this year. Anyway, everybody out there watching, all you guys in the Twitter sphere. Got a bunch of them in there. We've had over about 25 watching tonight, so we appreciate it. And make sure you tune in every week. Grayson knows who to pull for. I'm gonna have to change. We're gonna have to get old Grayson this year, Eric.
I tried. I said I don't know what you got going on with Donnie, but the Philadelphia thing. league I cheer for is Northeast. I said, Philadelphia, you push me.
I tell them what to go tell Eric every week. So.
Yep, and ask Grayson, don't I tell him, how about them Cowboys?
All right, guys. You guys have a great night. Thank you again, everybody out there commenting. Even Aiden, even Buren over there. We appreciate it.
Tom Brady.
Yeah, Tom Brady. Anyway, you guys have a great week. We'll see you next week on the Final Score.